Wait, all right, it's recorded.
Wait,
it's
can I get topics now. First?
I thought you already had topics. No! Topics on,
Freestyle! Freestyle! I had to hit the little button.
Oh, so you just, yeah, sure.
You can still use those other files and just...
I'm not gonna use those other files. I'm not gonna, like, have two other 30-second files that I gotta, like, push together and so I'd rather not. I'd just rather it all be on one thing.
Certified cutters!
Yeah, first hit. It's cool.
You wanna let them know what this is?
Am I doing it again? This is, like, my thing.
Whoa! You just got crazy.
I totally forgot. It's been a little bit. Okay.
You just offended, like, my grandma.
Is she listening?
She has a new computer. No, she doesn't. Oh, okay. She cooks really good, though. No, do we have the peep effect? Do we have peep technology?
I'll make it. Don't worry about it. I'll develop it. It's fine. Develop it. So what's up, guys? Welcome to the Studio Dark Podcast, episode 37. My name is Cameron, and also with me is...
Gary.
And, yeah... What have you been up to this week?
You can't just go straight to
that. I'm going straight into it. That's what I'm doing.
I've been eating Chipotle this week. I had Chipotle right now, and I had Chipotle on Thursday. That's like two Chipotles within 4 days.
How does your stomach feel?
It's happy. It's so delicious. Yeah.
What happened to the no carbs?
Oh, well.
Do you get no rice?
No, I do get a little bit of rice, but I get brown rice. No, it's impossible. I can't just not eat bread and not eat anything. So I just do, like, a little minimum portions.
Oh, okay.
It was difficult. I tried doing that for, like, a week or whatever. Mm-hmm. It was, like, I don't like it. Going to, like, In-N-Out and getting the lettuce burgers and stuff.
Yeah.
It didn't work for me too well.
Yeah, I think when that type of diet, I think you have to find alternatives. And, like, you probably have to cook a lot more because you can make alternatives that taste good. Rather than going somewhere where it's, like, they try to make stuff that has
So my thing more. Is just, yeah, that's true. Yeah. My thing is just to just minimize it. So if I get, like, rice, I'll just not eat it all or whatever. Or if I get rice, it'll be, like, brown rice, which still has carbs, but it's, like, healthier. Mm-hmm. And Chipotle probably has the best brown rice. It's probably not really brown rice. It's, like, regular rice with grease or something.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Seriously, because it doesn't taste like brown rice. Brown rice tastes way worse, usually.
Okay, when you said the best, I thought you meant by, like, health reasons.
No. I, like, taste-wise. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they probably put some spices or something in it.
Something.
Just like their garbanzo beans or whatever, those things.
They're good?
Well, I was going to say they make them with bacon. So that's why I always have to get...
Food Network beans. Dorks.
Yeah, this is the food, the Studio Dork Podcast food edition. So.
Not really.
It's the foodies.
Not even a title. So, yeah, I've been eating Chipotle.
Awesome.
And there was a lot of things went down this weekend.
Yeah?
Sports-wise.
Oh, you know, I was hearing a little bit about it. What do you got?
I got nothing.
Nothing at all?
No, yesterday was one of the biggest sports days, actually.
Yeah?
Actually, Friday, so we're recording on a Sunday. It's Sunday today.
Yeah, June 10th.
Exactly. Because you guys need to know that.
Yeah, they do.
Even though you guys will be listening to this, like, June 12th or something.
No, they're going to probably... June 12th, so Tuesday? They're going to listen to it this Tuesday?
Or whenever, I don't know.
No, probably more like June 18th.
Sorry!
Something around that. Yeah. You know.
That's why I said probably around, not like exactly.
But it's nowhere near.
And that's only if they listen to it right when it comes out the same day. They can
No, even if they release, because you know that...
So you know this episode...
Episode 36 actually comes out
this episode
in
just got,
3 days.
Yeah, this episode...
And you're saying that episode 37
this
is
episode,
gonna come out in 2 days.
You're a lawyer.
That doesn't make any sense.
You're a lawyer. That's why I said probably around. I don't
know.
I just
probably around doesn't do anything. It's not nowhere near around it.
So Euro Cup started a couple days ago, too. That's a big deal.
What's a Euro Cup?
It's like the World Cup, but it's only European. It's the
soccer,
second biggest soccer...
Or football, right?
Matryoshka! It's the second biggest sporting event, like, in the world, after the World Cup.
Okay. Nice.
So it happens... The World Cup happens every 4 years. Mm-hmm. Euro Cup happens every 4 years as well, but not in the same 4 years. So every 2 years after each other.
So it's kind of like the Winter and the Summer Olympics, where they kind
I guess so.
Every 2 years.
Yeah, so that started a couple days ago. That's pretty fun to watch. Tomorrow, Ukraine plays.
Oh, cool. Is that your team?
Against Sweden.
Or is that just your, like...
These games are in...
Mm-hmm.
You like how I avoided that question? These games are in Ukraine and Poland. You know, different countries host them. So it's pretty cool that it's being hosted actually in Ukraine and Poland, which is pretty cool.
Okay. So who's your team then?
Probably Ukraine.
Just like home pride type thing?
Well, who else would I go for? Italy, France, it's all European. Like,
no, I'm
who
just,
would you go for if you were me?
If I was you, whoever I wanted to go for.
Okay.
And that's why I'm saying, like, but I'm saying, like, the reason, there's like, a reason behind it. Like, I know, like, a couple of our friends go for Mexico because they're Mexican, right?
Isn't I guess, except this is the Euro Cup, so.
I know, I'm not saying.
You're wrong already,
this.
Too bad.
I'm just saying because, like, it's not weird for you to go for, like, where you're from.
Yeah, right? True. Yeah, so cool. I'm just going for you for Ukraine, and if Ukraine doesn't make it, then I guess I'll go for Russia.
Okay, cool.
And Russia won 4-1 on Friday against Slovakia, I think.
Oh,
not positive which country, but yeah, it was 4-1. I haven't been watching all the games, but I watched a couple. It's usually two per day.
Is it as big as the World Cup?
It's like I said, it's the second biggest thing after the World Cup.
Oh, okay. I must have missed that.
You hear it in the recording.
Cool. Yeah, don't worry. It's cool. Yeah, well, that's cool, man.
And so yesterday we had the World Cup, the French Open, the Kings game, the seventh game of Miami versus Celtics, which is humongous. These are all humongous things. And then you had the huge boxing thing.
Yeah, Pacquiao versus, I don't know the other guy's name.
Yeah, so we had that yesterday. And it was very controversial. Pacquiao won by a lot, but they voted that he didn't win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it was just some crazy stuff going on there. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are very upset about that. Pretty much everybody's very upset about that.
Yeah.
Probably except that guy's girlfriend and his family, the one that won.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I gotcha.
But it's a business thing, I guess. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are saying that. I don't know too much about boxing. You just watch it with friends and whatever, but I don't know too much about it. Mm-hmm. But from a business standpoint, it's like you have one fight and then you lose and that's it. But then this way, a really big person lost, so then maybe there'll be a rematch. There might be, and then if he wins, then it'll be best out of three. So it's more of a business thing.
Oh, okay.
Something like that.
All right. So the Kings lost.
They did.
Their second game, right? So now, because they lost the game.
It was game six, yeah. So it'll be, yeah, they lost the second game, but it was like game five or whatever.
It's game five, I think. So I think game six is this week. I think it might be Thursday, right?
I think it's tomorrow.
Oh, really?
I believe so.
Okay.
So that's why they'll be.
And they'll be back here in LA for that game.
So there'll be cops waiting and stuff.
Yeah, it's gonna be awesome. You ready for that riot? Because we're gonna go down to the 2-person
riot. That's what you said last week. And then,
I know you haven't heard that show though yet.
Okay. I was in it. How could I not have heard it? I lived it.
But yeah, and then Euro Cup is going on. That was the other one. You said, oh, French Open. French Open's been going on for, what, 2 weeks now? I think it's coming to an end, right?
Yeah, right. But it was going on yesterday. And then obviously there was other sporting events like baseball and stuff, but I'm just talking about, like, pretty humongous ones.
Yeah, the bigger stuff.
So, like, Celtics and Miami, that was a big one yesterday, too. Humongous, too, because that was the Eastern Conference Championship.
Who won that one?
The Celtics lost. So, Miami. So, the finals in NBA is going to be, by the time that people are going to be listening to this, it'll be probably on already. It's going to be Oklahoma City Thunder versus Miami Heat.
Have either of those teams...
Miami Heat is such an unoriginal sports name, isn't it? Miami Heat. It's hot in Miami. Let's call them the Heat.
But, you know, what are you going to do?
Okay.
I mean, why are the LA Lakers called the Lakers?
But it's not... Whatever the reason is, you know, if there's a reason to it, it used to be from a different city and they got bought out and whatever. There's probably lakes there and all that type of stuff. But Miami Heat, just the Heat.
I never thought about that. Why are they called the Lakers?
Has to do something with the lakes, I believe.
Where are they from?
Originally? I don't know that many details, but there's a lot of people that will.
You're a diehard Lakers fan.
I'm not a diehard Lakers fan.
You're wearing a Laker wristband. That means you're a diehard Lakers fan.
Why are you looking at my body?
I can't help it.
I'm an LA fan. I go for things in LA. I do like the Lakers.
So if the Lakers moved away and Kobe went with them, you would not. I
still like probably Lakers just because I've already been going for them.
Okay.
Like, I still like Fisher, even though he's on the Thunder, because he's been a Laker pretty much almost his whole career, except he was in Utah for like a year or two.
Oh, okay. All right. That's cool.
And then his kid, like, something happened to his kid's eye, but the surgery was happening in LA, so he would have to come back and forth.
Hmm. That was a detail that did not need to be said, but
cool.
Well,
diehard.
It's totally fine. Diehard Fisher fan. How about that? But yeah, so good.
So that's been going on, and I've also been working a little bit on some UI design for a little app for clients, so that's going cool.
Yeah,
going. Little things here and there, little things everywhere, here and there, everywhere, here and there.
You can't just rhyme everywhere over and over. That's not how rapping works.
So you make rhyme rules?
Yeah, I do make rhyme rules. I do.
I would say, hey, what's going on with you, bro, but I won't.
Yeah, it's cool because we both went and saw Prometheus, which...
Separately.
Yeah, we saw it separately, of course. We never see movies together. That's weird. That's just weird.
No, we do. It's not weird.
It's weird. No, I'm just kidding. So what did you think of it, of Prometheus?
I thought it was a pretty good movie.
Mm-hmm.
It was getting a little bit slow in some parts, especially the first half.
Okay.
But overall, looking at the big picture, I liked it.
Okay. So you think it was a solid prequel?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
I had some questions I asked you, right? Like...
Yeah, and I'm not even sure if those are right, to be honest with you. I think that
why did you have answers so fast?
because I thought about a lot of that stuff. Because the weird thing is, okay, you went with
a couple people.
And me, I went by myself to the midnight screening. So, like, I was watching it, and as I was watching it, I was thinking about all that stuff, and then I walked home, so while I was walking home, I was thinking about all that stuff.
I was thinking about it, too.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, usually when you come out of a movie with people, you're talking about it, and so you don't have a chance just to, like, only form your own opinion. I feel like I sat down and, like, formed my own opinion as I was walking
home. You feel wrong.
Yeah, I'm wrong. Okay, cool. Right or wrong.
I'll tell you what you
my
feel.
My opinion is wrong.
I'll tell you what you feel.
But yeah, so I thought it was really good, too. And
you thought it was really good?
Yeah, I thought it was really good. I enjoyed it. It's definitely a Ridley Scott movie, you know? Like, there were a lot of things that
So how it felt Gladiator-ish?
It felt more like Blade Runner-ish and stuff like that. Gladiator, to be honest with you, I didn't even know he did Gladiator. But it's because back then I didn't know who Ridley Scott was because I was younger.
It felt Alien 1-ish.
Yeah, definitely. You want to... I liked about it, I think, was it felt like they were using some older filming techniques. Like, they might have used some actual physical models and stuff versus all 3D in certain parts of it. So I do feel like that kind of came through. And then the music was amazing. The soundtrack of it was
pretty good music.
Astounding, man. I liked the soundtrack a lot.
It was a tiny bit of, a little bit of corniness with the people.
Which one?
Like the pilots or whatever, or the pilot's helpers. Hey, I'll bet you this and that.
I feel like there's got to be...
That was the only thing. It wasn't really any horniness except for that. And those actors felt like they didn't fit the movie or something, or their role. The captain did, though. The captain felt like he felt.
Yeah, the captain did. I think
other two guys felt like it didn't fit to me.
Yeah, I definitely think that their main cast, though, which was Michael Fassbender, which was the android guy, he was really, really good. And then Charlize
Theron. He doesn't like iPhones? I'm sorry.
I'm not even going to respond to that. It's a terrible, terrible joke. And normally I would laugh and, like, kind of just...
No, but you're laughing inside.
A little bit inside, but it's okay. And then I think the one thing that is really cool about that movie that I'm realizing now, did you stay after the credits rolled?
No, there's just stuff.
There's nothing crazy. I noticed it, and I stayed only because I felt like it, but...
I even asked, like, should I stay, should I not? I asked them, and they're like, no, there's nothing. Like, I asked people.
No, there's no video or anything, but there's something that's a marketing push that I realized that's kind of interesting. And this is what I thought about for, like, the first, like, 5 minutes when I was walking back trying to figure out what it was. So at the end of the movie, remember the company that paid for the ship to go out there? It was called Wieland, mm-hmm. whatever. Mm-hmm. They actually have a thing at the end. It's just like their logo, and then it says 10, 11, 12. Or it says building the future since 10, 11, 12. Cool. And I was like, what is that? And so I started thinking, I was like, well, that's like 4 months away. That's Blu-ray release. So, and then I started looking online, and I found out that other people thought the same thing. If you go to the site, so the company, the marketing company that made that, that did all the web marketing stuff, they built a site for that company. And there's like a mock TED Talk by that guy, that really old guy, when he's younger in like 2025. And they basically set it up so it looks like a real company. So you can go through and like look at all their products and all kinds of stuff. It's like...
Good find.
I know. It's really, really good. So if you guys get a chance, definitely check that out.
Can I check it out too?
Or
just them?
You wanna, if you listen to the show, then you can check it out.
Okay. I can't wait to hear it.
That's fantastic. You gotta wait until Tuesday though. Okay. Because obviously that's when it
No, but I'm going to subscribe to iTunes so I can be one of the first.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. 24 hours
You see ahead. How we hit it? Pitched it. Yeah. It just works.
Oh, man.
This relationship works.
You've been saying that, but I really don't know if it does.
No, divorce is too expensive.
Oh, yeah. You're right. And it's against, other stuff.
Yeah. California. Awesome. California, yay.
Yeah, California. well, Prometheus, the one cool thing about Prometheus is there was a lot of technology in it, right?
There was a lot.
And a lot of technology that could be in the real world. And we're having a lot of cool stuff that's coming out soon from Apple, specifically.
They're coming out robots that can have their head sliced off?
Possibly, one day. You know, no, ripped off.
He didn't have my bad.
Ripped off, you know. Which that's a spoiler, I guess. So we should.
No, but really, that doesn't because you don't know. I mean,
you don't know which robot.
Really, there's
which robot? iRobot,
you robot.
Exactly. Will Smith is a robot, right? He's in that movie.
Wait, they have Fresh Prince of Bel-Air's and robots?
Yeah,
I said that backwards.
You did. It's okay. So Worldwide Developers Conference. I'm just gonna go right into it. I was trying to like get a good segue.
It wasn't bad though. No, it wasn't bad because Will Smith. It comes in.
Yeah, totally. So the Worldwide Developers Conference, the WWDC. Apple.
A lot of W's.
Yeah, it is.
That's coming up, right?
It's actually starts tomorrow, June 11th.
They might be talking about the new iPhone design.
So what we know, based on what the ads have been seen around the convention center and stuff, so this is in San Francisco, we know that iOS 6.0 is going to be talked about for sure, and we have speculation that there's going to be a new iPhone, possibly a new Mac Pro, and a new MacBook Pro. Those are the main things that pretty much we have an idea that that's probably going to be shown. We know for a fact iOS 6.0 will come out, though. In 6.0, some of the speculations, the big rumor is that iOS 6.0 will not support iPad 1 or third generation iPod Touch, which means me and you no longer get 6.0 on our iPads, which sucks.
I have an iPad 3 in my room right now.
Oh, okay. Well, anyways. But what's crazy about that is that's the first time. Like, if you think about it, the iPad came out, what, 2 years ago? So we're only in third generation. It came out about 2, maybe 3 years ago now. So do you think it's too early for them to already be dropping their first generation?
No, they're doing it correctly.
You think so?
Yeah, this is what the same thing what they did with 3GS or 3G. Same, it's like about the same cycle.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it won't work. 4.0 won't work on that. It's pretty much around the same cycle. They're still doing the same strategic plan.
I am still a little bit skeptical about that, only because we are this because technically we have three iPads out.
Yeah.
So the first iPad is the first generation and it leads up. So it's not going to be on three generations. It's only going to be on two.
Yep.
If you look at the phones, 6.0 is still going to be on iPhone 3GS. So now that's supporting three.
No, I don't think it's going to work on 3GS.
Yeah. Well, all the speculation is saying that it's only not going to work on iPad 1 and third generation iPod Touch, but it will work on iPhone 3GS.
I don't think it's going to work on 3GS. We'll see, though.
Yeah, we'll see, but that's what they're speculating. So if that's the case, then I'm going to just...
Even now, I'm not sure if it works. I think, 4.0 doesn't work, or it doesn't work on 3G or 2G.
You mean 5.0?
Oh, yeah, 5.0.
Okay.
It doesn't work on 3G or 5G.
Well, no, I'm saying 3GS, though. So
even 3GS, I'm not sure.
You say 5G?
No, it's 6G.
Okay. Anyways. So going to be watching live vlogs tomorrow. Are you going to?
I will probably watching it after work.
Yeah.
But I won't be able to, watch in real time.
No, live blogs,
I got money to make.
Yeah, I know. We all got money to make. You know,
we got bills to pay.
Mustaches to curl.
We gotta pay off our... We got child support to pay and all that stuff.
Yeah, for my iMac.
You took my joke!
I know, that's why I went for it. But Apple is not doing all good stuff, though, unfortunately.
They're making robots?
Yeah. Weaker robots, unfortunately. Now, we were talking about last week, we talked about Apple and the way that they're less detail-oriented just a little bit because Jobs is now gone. Another thing that's coming out of Apple now is, you know how we've been seeing all those Apple ads for the iPhone like we normally do, right? Well, if you've noticed, I don't know if you've noticed, I didn't realize this until I read this article, but I read an article today about how Apple is now utilizing a lot of spokespeople, celebrity spokespeople now. Which is weird for them, because normally they use the normal person and they just show off the product.
You don't like those?
Well, the thing is, I didn't really think about it, but it's because they have John Malkovich, Zooey Deschanel, and Samuel L. Jackson now doing it.
Respect.
Well, they're saying now that there's a lot of people saying that there's a possibility that... Can we get back to the show, or is that not possible? But if you're going to laugh about it, you got to share with the show.
I'm not going to share, but I know you. Where is my daughter? Okay. Ah, my daughter!
Okay. Pause real quick. Hold on. Alright, but anyways. Yeah. So, so the reason that I am thinking maybe... They're showing it as a weakness for Apple now. Because the reason they didn't have... You're laughing about it. Sorry, I'm trying really hard not to laugh about it. Because I see the smile on your face and you're just like...
No, I'm listening
to you. I know, give me a second. I gotta recover from that.
No, because the thing is that you look like a musketeer now and things are different.
Okay, but anyways, so Apple ads utilizing or using celebrity spokesperson. So a lot of people are now saying that shows a weakness because originally the main guy's name is Shriller. He's like their main advertising guy. He's the guy that basically puts together all the pitches for the commercials and advertisements that he would pitch to Steve Jobs. And Jobs would always turn down the celebrity spokesperson thing because he said it's about the product, not about the person using the product. It's more about the product.
Yeah.
And so now that Jobs is gone, this guy is now going a little bit wild, and they're saying that, now that he's doing it, it's people are saying now it kind of creates a barrier. So now they're saying that Apple products are less for the common man and more for the higher profile people.
There's truth to that. But well, I think that the celebrity thing isn't bad the way they're doing it. I like how they're doing those commercials, actually. Even though what you just said about Steve Jobs, and I agree with that as well, to not use celebrities and just... concentrate more on the product.
Yeah,
it's almost like having an advertisement or a billboard and having two dominant things which are competing with each other. Right, kind of you just there needs to be hierarchy established. You need to have one thing. Mm-hmm. So that does make sense. But the way they're doing those commercials, I think they're working to me. I mean, they work.
Yeah, I think that they're memorable. kind of like the Old Spice commercials are memorable because you remember that guy, the craziness of that guy. So you remember the celebrity and you're like, oh, I remember Samuel L. Jackson. He was using the iPhone, so I want to use the iPhone. But at the same time, I feel like it shouldn't be about Samuel L. Jackson using the iPhone. Like, that may pull in a different demographic of people that aren't really tech savvy. But I feel like maybe the older, now that I think about it, I just contradicted myself. Because now that I think about it, if we're already tech savvy, we already own the product. So maybe they are pulling in someone with celebrity aspect of it. But I still don't like them as much because it does create a weird, like, separation barrier market, you know. But at the same time, I read an article earlier today also about how
in English?
It was in English. It was pretty crazy. Nice. So they were saying that the tablet market is primarily that buy tablets, not just iPads, are between the ages of 25 and 54 and make a salary of $75,000 or more. And I just thought that was crazy. That's what they said. They said that's the general demographic of tablet owners. Yeah, other than that, people that own tablets, smartphones, though. They're just saying tablets in general. And then they also said that...
No, I know a lot of poor people that have them.
Yeah, I do too. It's cool, man.
We know each other.
But another thing that those statistics brought up also is they were saying that last year around this time, 9.7% of people that owned smartphones owned a tablet. That's now doubled in the past year. So now 23% of people now.
The statistic is going dramatically up too. Because we had a meeting about all that stuff too, tablet readers.
Yeah. I feel it at work too. Like, we now are designing more like rich content for tablet now. It's a different experience and
tablet specific, right?
Yeah, exactly. And it's pretty crazy, you know. I think literally in like three, four years we'll probably see less laptops and more tablets, you know. And we talked about that a little bit on the last show, but it's just those statistics just reinforce that a little bit.
Oh no, what's gonna happen is they're gonna combine little by little, they're going towards each other and just blend it into each other. So it'll be like laptops and tablets will be like almost like one, especially with the future operating systems coming out, which we'll see tomorrow. They'll probably talk about that as well.
Yeah, they're going to talk about 10.8 Mountain Lion as well as iOS 6.0. Mm-hmm. So,
and then I was hearing also some gossip about the iPhones. The next iPhones are going to be a little bit longer. The screen itself.
Oh, really?
So we'll see what happens with that.
I feel like that would mess up. To be honest with you, like after seeing all the Microsoft stuff that I saw last week. If Apple starts changing their stuff a lot more to the point where it's, I'm just like, ever since like I read that article about jobs and the stuff that's been changing, I feel like they might be making just little changes, and I feel like after a while they're going to just be looking to change it just so they can sell another product. And I think eventually in like 5 years or something, I may be using Microsoft products as far as tablets and phones.
Never.
I know that that's you because you're a fanboy, but I don't really...
You're more of a fanboy than other fanboys. I'm not a fanboy. I just crush a lot. But whatchamacallit? I updated my phone to 5.11 because I had to get a developer's version of the app that I'm working on a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that you get that camera at the bottom.
Yeah, a little slider camera now. Yeah.
So I wasn't used to that.
Mm-hmm. That's a cool little feature, right?
And you're able to just like pop it up, right? Yeah, that is cool.
Yeah, I like that. I think ever since they added that was like super clean. You know, I've enjoyed that. I think that's a very good aspect of the new interface.
I don't know, I didn't expect it to be there. I just kind of updated to be able to get that developer's app. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden I got that little app, other little camera icon and a couple of little changes.
I thought you knew about that. I thought I remember bringing it up to you. I think it used to be a button and then it changed to a slide up. On 5.0, I think it was a button originally and then it was a slide up. Something like that.
You brought it up, but even though for me it's just like brand new because I was still on 5.01, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
That's cool. Yeah. It's good to see you updating.
I don't usually like to have the newest version, software-wise. Mm-hmm. Hardware-wise, big time. I like to have the newest thing ever when it's hardware stuff. But
it seems a bit weird.
Yeah.
Really think about
You're weird!
It's the hardest thing to replace. Like, if you get a product that, like, overheats or something, then you're like, crap, no, I gotta send it in. Versus, like, this, it's like, oh, I just gotta reformat my phone now.
I got the 7D.
Oh, did you?
I did.
When did you buy it?
I don't actually have it physically, so it should be on Wednesday.
Oh, did you order it online or something?
What I did is I called Sammy's camera. Mm-hmm. So the camera itself is $1,550.
Okay.
And I want to get the extended warranty and blah, 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 and all that stuff. It ends up being like almost $2,000.
Yeah.
And I was just like, called him and I told him I want to get this camera and I just don't want to spend that much money and blah, blah, blah. And they were able to get it down to $1,700 with no tax. So that was a really good deal. I would like,
with the warranty?
With everything. Five-year warranty, all that stuff. But I don't like their warranty. I want Best Buy's warranty because if the new version comes out and just it's just easier to do my tasks that I need to do if the new version of camera comes out or whatever. I'd rather have Best Buy's 3-year warranty than Sammy's 5-year warranty.
Okay.
So they gave me that deal, whatever, and I called Best Buy then and to try to get Best Buy to price match that. But it wasn't like an advertised thing. It was just like somebody by phone told me that and they agreed to it. But so I went to Best Buy and talked to the manager there, talked to people there, and they wouldn't do it. The most they would take off is $100, and it ended up being like 18 something, like close to 1900 with everything that I needed, with the super really good warranty and all that stuff. Yeah. So then I went to, after that Best Buy, I went to go eat, and I was calling a couple other Best Buys to see what they could do, and they were saying they weren't doing it. And then one of the Best Buys actually, I called one of our local ones here, and they were able to get down to like 1760 or something like that. So I just ended up doing that. Oh. But they didn't have it in stock, so.
So it's good. You're going to go pick it up sometime this week or something?
Yeah, on Wednesday.
Oh, cool. That's good. So now we can finally do some photography stuff. Now.
And there's crazy video on there, too. Super crazy video. So we're gonna the quality shooting. Of the video is crazy.
So we're going to start doing video content. That we've been promising people on YouTube.
Right? I don't know. I don't know what we're going to be doing, but the video possibilities there is crazy.
No, yeah, I know. It shoots in pristine, like.
Yeah. And in really low light. And it's just it's crazy. Good. And you could shoot at 50 frames a second or something like that. Slower than what you usually would.
So I think it's 48. Because you work in...
No, I'm talking about like the shutter speed itself. You know how you do camera 60 frames a second when you're doing it? And you don't want to look slower than that? Or is it going to be blurry, depending on what you're doing?
Oh, you're talking... Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Okay, you're talking about the f-stop, right? Or your shutter speed.
No, your shutter speed.
I thought you were talking about like video. Like
no, the video. Filming. The video. It's like 30 or whatever at 1080p or something. 30, 20, or for European is 25. There's just different numbers for European, and then 60 frames a second you could do at 720p, which is crazy because you could do all these like slow motion things.
Yeah.
But I mean, neither of us really know too much about video, but I've been like, trying to learn a little bit yet. I've been trying to learn a little bit and just like with the things like these, the lenses are the most powerful things. Like these lenses and stuff, we could do some pretty cool stuff.
Good. Nice.
But I don't know, we'll see.
So when are we going to go hiking so you drop it in water?
Oh, I don't want to do that. I don't have that much rice. But actually, it doesn't matter, I could.
That's true.
For 3 years.
You could for 3 years. After those 3 years, no more hiking.
After those 3 years, I'll get the new one.
It'll be 33 or too old for that. There you go, you're right, it's fine.
There's operations for that.
All right, cool.
Actually, you know what really happened is this. Right. So I called the Best Buy, and they were trying to price match. And what? So on Sammy's camera, there's a camera that's also the 7D, but they have the import version, which is $1,400, $1,399.99, and the American version, which is $1,550.
Oh, okay.
They price matched it to the import version. I don't know if it was a mistake or what it was, but I just went with it. So that's really what happened. So the taxes and everything that ended up being lower, and the warranty ended up being lower. So that's why it ended up being cheaper then.
You're lucky the show doesn't come out on Tuesday, because I bet you those Best Buy people they listen to the show.
No, I'm not saying that. Everybody wins.
Well, hopefully they hold. You haven't paid it yet, have you?
Yeah.
Oh, you did. Okay. Yeah. Okay, because I was gonna say hopefully. You don't go down there on Wednesday.
And I was talking to the manager. No, it's already, everything's ordered. I was talking to the manager trying to get a little bit lower, like a little bit. I just wouldn't. I was talking about, I was rushing too to get there because that was the day that Obama was in town. Thanks for that email, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like all trying to go around those streets and I was able to make it. Because I went like from West LA to West Hollywood like in 10 or 15 minutes or something. I went around.
Oh, okay.
I got there fast to make it on time because I wanted to order that day.
Oh. Good.
Which really wouldn't have mattered if I would have got a couple of days later, because their Best Buy shipments are every week.
Oh. Because
they don't have, they only have the kit over there. The kit for $1,750 with the lens, but I already have that lens, so I needed just the body.
Okay, so you just bought the body.
I just bought the body because I already have the lens. Lens is the same one that I have.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Well, there's different lenses you can get. You can get like the L series, like we talked about, and the mid class ones and the low end ones and all that stuff. It would be cool to get like a really good lens, like a good L series, 18 to 55 millimeter or 22 to 55. But it's very, very pricey. on Craigslist you could find stuff, but usually people selling it, they know the value of those things. So, mm-hmm. But I'll see. Also, like, to get, like, a really good telephoto lens.
Yeah.
Be cool. But I think I have a pretty good one, actually. I just haven't really been able to use it with that camera, but hopefully I could use it with the new camera.
With the new camera. Cool. Yeah. Awesome. This week in photography.
Yes. So awesome. We'll see what happens with that stuff. That was good. Some good Apple information. We always do that. We always give like information of what could happen,
mm-hmm.
and then the next day all the stuff was actually what happens. So it's not like super accurate. But it's like if we can somehow play it live, it would have been cool. But we can't.
Yeah, I know. Like, you know, well, we could do the show live. Do you want to do the show live?
It would be cool to try it once to see what happens. But like, really, who would be listening to us at that moment? It would be so much easier for the cutting thing, right?
Well,
and then you wouldn't be able to beep. Your situations.
Yeah, it's true. We would have to mark the show as explicit. We could do that. I mean, we could do the show live.
Just keep that in the back of your mind. It's not like
a... Or if you want, we can move everything up a week. We just have to have a set day for recording, a set day for cutting. Like, if we record every Sunday, and then I cut it that Sunday at the same time, we could do the same week. I'd have no problem doing it. We would just have to be the same day, and I'd have to have the whole day.
Tuesday's more reliable.
I know, I'm just saying because Sunday, like, we could record...
This is after show talk.
I'm just saying we could record Sunday morning and I could cut Sunday night. That's totally feasible.
We'll see what's up.
But I can't do...
You hate answers like that.
I do hate answers like
that. Your ear itches.
No, it doesn't. I'm just kind of playing with it. I don't know what to tell you. Ah, crazy. Yeah. So, do you use Meebo?
All the time? Who doesn't? Come on!
No, I actually do use it all the time. But
what do you use it for?
I use it at work. To contact with all the people at work. Because, like, it's just easier for someone to, like, send me something on Meebo than me to, like, have to, like, call
that's
or
where
email.
They, that's where they combine all the instant messages into one thing, right?
Yeah. So, pretty bummed. Because Google bought Meebo. You're probably like, oh, why? Why is that such a big deal?
That's exactly what I was thinking. You are a mind reader.
I know. Well, Google,
But how'd you read my mind? Because I was thinking in Russian. You must speak Russian.
I speak a little bit.
Those are good ones.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, because I rush a lot. It's fine. But yeah, so Meebo, as soon as Google bought Meebo, a week later...
You make stupid jokes that I don't get to say when you do. Sorry.
I thought you didn't notice it, so it's fine. I kind of mumbled it a little bit. But yeah, so Meebo is now being gutted and shut down.
Yep.
Automatically. So July 11th, Meebo Messenger, Sharing, Meebo Me, and all mobile apps are being shut down on July 7th, and then reports are saying that Meebo will be entirely dismantled and shut down within the coming months, which I'm pretty bummed about.
Do you think Google's going to use their technology to do stuff, or to just do it just so they won't compete with them, kind of similar to what Freehand did with Adobe? Do you remember what happened with Adobe? They bought a company called mm-hmm. Freehand, and it was like one really, really good, it was like a competitor to Illustrator, and they just bought it to do nothing with it.
Mm-hmm.
There's people like Van Glitchkov who were really pissed off about that happening.
Yeah, I'm hoping they use it, but I have a really good feeling that they did it so that their Google, like people use Google Plus as a messaging through Gmail. And I'm pretty bummed about it because that's what I like the most because I'm basically always on Meebo. And so I'm always on Facebook, and so I'm always
connects to all of them.
Yeah. I'm almost accessible 24/7 through that.
But it's really hard for me to get a hold of you when I text you. But yeah, it's true. True story. Here comes a reason.
No. I'm not going to give a reason. But anyway, so I'm pretty bummed about it. Yeah. So I'm going to continue using it until July 11th. But I need to find an alternative. And so I was wondering, do you know of any alternatives that do something like that, or is Meebo really the only one?
Meebo was one of the true universal ones, mm-hmm. but there are a couple other ones out there that combine a couple different instant messengers,
mm-hmm.
right? Like Apple's own instant messenger, it combines AIM, right? Doesn't it?
Does it?
I think so. Yeah. So it combines AIM. It combines AOL's messenger and some other one.
Hmm. Okay, I'll have to look into that because that's the things I use it at work, and I didn't have to have the administrator come in and install anything. Change it's just something stuff. I can use all the
and
time.
And it's right on the browser, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's what was so great about it. It was browser-based, and it connected everything pretty much. So, but yeah, so I'm a little bummed about that, but it's okay. I'll get through it.
I'm really bummed about Twitter.
Why, what's up with Twitter?
Batman.
What do you mean? Oh, the new logo? Did you see the new logo?
What? There's a new logo?
Yeah, Twitter has a new
logo.
That's
what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay, just want to make sure.
Thanks.
I got an email at work, and then I had to start updating stuff at work.
I was doing something for work as well with Twitter,
mm-hmm.
and I just saw the logo was different, and I don't like it.
I don't like the new logo either, and you want to, it has like a weird balance, like it's so heavy on the left side, and that bugs me, because when I was like putting it into containers for work and for some of the projects that I'm working on, like, it just looks weird, it like doesn't, I don't know. And they were sending,
Why did I say Batman?
I have no idea.
If you take the logo and flip it, like it's like this, and if you flip it a little more, you don't want to translate to people what I'm showing. If you flip it 45 degree angles, radius.
Are you saying if you make it more vertical versus more?
If you flip it, like maybe like 30, 45 degrees.
In which direction?
Counterclockwise. Mm-hmm. It looks like Batman.
It looks like Batman?
It looks like Batman. The ears and the nose and all that stuff.
Hmm. So, I didn't see that. But, yeah, I don't like the new logo, but I think it's pretty much, I mean, they have tons of money and they have tons of people that can do whatever they want.
Why change the logo?
You know that they've changed their logo once every year for the past three logos.
The last one they had was so good.
I know. I loved it. I think, I have a feeling that the reason they changed their logo is because now it looks like he's going upward, so it's like something more positive about him. Mm-hmm. And also, they gave him kind of a haircut, so now he's kind of a little bald. So I don't know if that means that he's like a younger looking bird, or if that makes him look... I think it's just supposed to make him look more like just...
They didn't update happier. Their mobile version, because I can't get to it.
Oh, they didn't update that one yet?
Because I want to show... Oh, here it is. Yeah, they did. Okay. I don't know if you're going to see it. I think you probably will. You're like, but you don't see that... You don't see that as Batman?
It's like a chibi Batman.
There's already a bunch of bunch of people are saying that already too. Batman.
I can kind
of
see like a chibi type of Batman.
Like if you cover that and you could see it like this way, it looks like Batman. You could see the ears and there's all the things and
It
looks like Batman.
I guess kind of like looking from it almost feels like his cloak is underneath him, right? Yeah. So
it's a humongous rumor though, so it's not like my original opinion, but I saw that and I totally agree with it as Batman.
Wow. Yeah. I feel like a lot of companies are now going through like redesigns. You notice that?
It shouldn't happen.
I feel like it's the speed of the web now. Like people get tired of something, so they just like, oh, I can change it.
Then Twitter's such a big
Twitter.
They can do whatever. Yeah. They can make it a horrible logo, and still people are gonna use it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
it's not like, oh, I don't recognize it anymore, so I don't know what it is, because there's nothing really else like it. It's not like Twitter has competitors that are similar.
To
them, right? So they could almost do whatever.
Yeah, they're 100% original. And you know the only way to get Twitter stock is if you got it in the beginning or you buy it from someone that got it in the beginning? Hmm. I only know that because Kevin Smith has Twitter stock and he got it from one of the original Twitter people that worked at Twitter. And she was selling it because she was starting a new startup and she sold it to him only because of how active he is on Twitter. And she had to get approval from like all the people up top and all kinds of crazy stuff, so... I just thought that was an interesting
thing. It is interesting. You
know, so.
That is interesting.
Yeah. But, Twitter.
Twitter.
Logos and stuff.
And other stuff.
Cray cray. I hate that. I know you hate that. It's fine.
Today's the final episode of Mad Men season finale.
Oh, I wanted to actually talk to you about Mad Men.
Handle it.
Because I heard, I will handle it, don't you worry. So I actually heard that Mad Men actually, they got... They're like one of the only shows right now that's on that their last renewal for episodes, they got renewed for 3 seasons.
Well, every other show, it's usually 1 season, right?
Yeah, exactly. Because I think I was listening to an interview with somebody from True Blood, and they were saying they're on a yearly thing, but Mad Men, they're on a 3-year cycle, which is kind of crazy. So I just figured I'd let you know, so then you're like, oh, I get 3 more seasons.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, no, I knew that.
I didn't know if you knew that.
I knew that it was for 3 more. I know Breaking Bad is 1 left, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My source is you, though, so it's not very reliable.
Well, you know.
Yeah, and then Breaking Bad is coming back,
mm-hmm.
So that's pretty cool. Right after, almost a little bit after Mad Men ends, so it kind of works out. And I've been watching little bits and pieces of Dexter.
Oh, okay.
So that's cool. That's a really good show, too. Wow.
Yeah, it seems like it.
A little depressing, but yeah.
I've been watching Battlestar Galactica, which I don't think you'd be into at all, but I wasn't into it when it first originally came out, and the only reason I'm watching it now is because everyone at work is talking about it for some reason, but it's a really old show. It's like
Star Trek-ish, right?
Yeah, pretty much, but I'm enjoying it. I'm almost through season 3, so.
I'm trying to, yeah, that's cool. I'm trying to, like, kind of force myself to watch a little bit more TV to relax my mind, because I'm always, like, thinking too much about design.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm overdoing it a little bit, so that's why there's shows and other stuff in life.
I've actually been trying to get out of the house more, but this weekend was total failure. I was supposed to go on a hike yesterday, and I didn't. I was supposed to go on a hike today, and I didn't, because
Did people flake on you?
No, I was going to actually go alone, because I invited people, but everybody had plans and stuff. Well, I figured you had plans and stuff, so it's not, whatever, but anyways.
I was watching the soccer game at my dad's house.
Oh, okay.
That was in the morning, yeah.
Oh, okay. But yeah, so I think I'm miscalculating time. That's all.
You're just trying to invite people so they can break their cameras while hiking.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what I was doing. Oh, and by the way, her camera is good. Her camera and her phone survived.
Cool.
Except for one of her lenses doesn't autofocus now, but that's the only thing. So, but it's not the really expensive one. It's like one of the cheaper ones that she dropped. So, yeah.
Did we tell people what happened last episode a little bit?
What?
About the situation?
Oh, yeah. We told the entire story, yeah. Okay. And you told me it's a horror story.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really, I lived it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you're not
live,
asking
you live about listening to it. It's cool. Awesome. Well, that's good.
So, like I said, Breaking Bad, that one's coming, and then Mad Men. And then I saw a new episode of The Pitch, actually, today. I think this episode came out a week ago or something like that. And this, we talked about The Pitch a couple of times, but there's a company that was going against another company, but this one company, they're actually in Culver City, Culver City, California, and the name of it is Muse.
Okay.
Have you heard of them?
I have not heard of them, no.
So I just thought it was pretty cool that they were in Culver City, that it was a local
company,
and they were showing LA and stuff like that a little bit. But on this last episode, this was episode 5, Pitch, there was a campaign, and if you guys care, there's a little bit of a spoiler alert, kind of, but so this was for type 1 diabetes. This was the company, and they hired two different agencies to figure out some new rebranding or some new ideas for them and stuff like that. Not rebranding.
Okay.
And one of the ideas that one of these companies had was to have that they don't like Todd, the word Todd. So type 1 diabetes, Todd, T-O-D,
which
is pretty cool idea. Like and both of them had some pretty good ideas, except like they had t-shirts and all this, like a whole campaign, I hate Todd.
Yeah.
Which is not a bad idea, but I'm thinking about it from a negative side. Like, what if some people's names are Todd?
I feel like, for me, if my name was Todd, I would almost want to wear that shirt because it's kind of funny to me. But maybe certainly, I get what you're saying.
Yeah,
because there could be like an older generation that's not as like snarky.
And one of the guys, one of the main people from the type 1 diabetes company corporation, his son actually has this problem or whatever, and I always thought that was going to happen, like, oh, my son's name is Todd, and that would have been awkward in the pitch, or something like that, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But that didn't happen, but I was thinking something that might happen.
Yeah.
I don't know, so just something I thought about, I don't know, it's not a big deal, but I just thought, like, it wouldn't work in some of those situations.
Yeah, I don't know, I think that's a good idea, though. I hate Todd, but it's with 1D, right?
Yeah. Todd is spelled with 2 D's sometimes.
It can be, yeah. So, but, interesting. That's cool.
Yeah, they have some pretty. Like I said, that's why I like that show.
Yeah.
There's nothing really else like that, for the conceptual reasons.
Yeah.
Depth of field.
Depth of field. We're going into that. We're gonna go deep in the depth of field. It's gonna be crazy.
There's a technique actually, and this technique was designed by a gentleman by the name of Ryan Brenzier. Spelled Brenizer. So I might have pronounced his last name wrong. It's called the Ryan Brenzer method. It's a very cool technique, a depth of field technique. And what you do is you use a fairly open lens, like a fairly wide, like a 2.8 aperture or less, something like that. And you take, there's a specific way of doing it, but you can kind of like Google this guy's name and Google his technique, and you could see like his little technique, how he does it. You take pictures. And this is developed like for a kind of like a wedding photography, that type of thing.
Okay.
You take pictures. So you have a person, you stand them in a very interesting kind of composition type of thing. You take pictures from his face. You focus on his face from one place. You focus and you have your lens, and then you set your focus off. So it's focused in one place, and you take it. His face, and you keep going down, and you go around, and you take maybe like, let's say like maybe 24 pictures are all around, and you use the photoshopping technique to stitch all those pictures together, and it keeps the person, if you did it correctly, you tell the person to stand still as much as possible, and you have the person in a really, really cool depth of field situation. The person is totally focused on everything around him is blurry, but this type of blurriness is very, it's not like a regular just Gaussian blur or something. It's this really natural looking blur. It's pretty cool. It's really cool, actually. And I have a 2.8 lens that I could try that with. I haven't yet. But since I heard about it, I've been wanting to try it. Does that make sense, though?
No, it makes sense. I'm trying to think of, like, a
good situation to use that?
No. I'm trying to think of an example. Because I think for something like movies, when they have moving people, and then they just have that one person in focus. Like, I was trying to think if that's
No. I don't think so. Because this is so many pictures, it has to be done. This has to be just for like one still shot, not for movies.
No. But what I'm saying is like an idea of that would be like an advertisement. Like I've seen advertisements for movies where I'm trying to think. I can't think of the show right now, but where basically the main character's standing, and then everyone else around him is all like he's in perfect focus, and everyone around him is basically blurred. So is that kind of
everything around him is blurred? But you can already kind of accomplish that when you have your aperture really really low to like a 2.4 or whatever. Or like
if the subject is standing completely still, right?
Or as still as possible. It's impossible for a human being to stand still, but yeah, like, as still as possible.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't think there's a 2.4, I don't remember, but whatever, whichever number is lower than 2.8, I don't remember. Because, you know, there's, like, certain numbers. There's a 1.2, that's a very rare.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's cool.
But I have a 2.8 lens, so I can try that.
What's that dude's name again?
You're doing it for your own reference, right?
Maybe.
Ryan Brenzier.
Okay, so definitely check out the Ryan Brenzier technique, the depth of field technique, right?
Yep.
All right, cool. Yeah, check it out. And he has a website probably, right? So it's probably
RyanBrenzier.com or something. Yeah, okay. It's not necessarily that. That's not the necessarily, but you could just like Google
it. Yeah, just Google his name. Okay.
And it's pretty cool. And there's like, he's being interviewed by B&H.
Oh, nice.
Have you heard of B&H?
I've heard the name. I'm not 100% sure.
It's like a camera, very famous camera website.
Oh, okay.
Owned by Jews, actually, in New York. It's like the number one.
Yeah. Right. I have to be honest, that wasn't really necessary.
No, but there was more because they're closed usually on Saturdays. A website completely closed, okay. Like it doesn't operate.
Why? We could stop operating on Saturdays.
No, but you would have to convert and then convert back every other week.
No, we could just have weekends off. What are you talking about?
Okay.
But then daily inspiration wouldn't really be daily. It'd only be during the week.
Yeah.
Between the hours of whatever.
Should we cheers our drinks and say Mazel Tov?
No, why would we do that?
Because
I don't want to step on a glass either, because that's wasteful.
No, unless we're going to make texture out of glass.
Maybe, but someone hasn't bought glass yet.
Because I don't want to ruin my Google glasses. Come on.
Wow.
So yeah, I wanted to mention that technique to you guys. And if you guys care about stuff like that, definitely check that out.
These past couple shows have been photography heavy. I kind of dig it.
Well, we're just kind of going different directions, and since I got the camera, we could try that. Mm-hmm. Try.
All right, cool. Nice. I'm down with that. Yeah, so I think we're pretty much done.
Take him out!
Alright, so we will take him out.
To a restaurant, right?
Yeah, which restaurant are you taking him to?
McDonald's, duh. Happy Meal.
Well, let me finish this first.
Should we make him happy?
This will make them definitely
You're
happy.
In a rush, you gotta run, huh?
No, I don't have to do anything. No, I don't have to run. Today's my off day. I ran 6 miles yesterday.
Wow.
So, yeah, I'm on training schedule now. Next week is 7 miles on Saturday, so.
Good job.
Yeah. But anyway, so now check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/StudioDork. You can also check us out on Twitter at StudioDork. Go see the new Twitter logos. Tell us if it's Batman or not.
Yeah, tell us your opinions, guys, about that. Seriously.
Yeah, I feel like we see a lot of identity changes and we talk about it on the show, but no one ever really gives us many opinions about them.
You know what? I listen to a lot of different podcasts. Sorry to interrupt our ending. Yeah. I listen to a lot of different podcasts, and a lot of people say a lot of stuff that I care about, and they also say, hey, comment and blah, blah, blah. I never comment.
I don't either.
Right?
I think I have done a review on iTunes once, but it's for a contest.
So I think, like, there's way more people listening to us than we could ever imagine, I have a feeling. I hope that's true.
I'm pretty sure there is, actually.
Because really, I listen to all these different things. I never comment.
Yeah.
And I feel bad, like, wait a second, I ask for people to comment on our stuff, and we ask for that, but we don't, you know, I can only speak for myself, but
so
I don't.
So should we go start reviewing the Tiesto podcast and all the Dark Hood podcasts?
Well, no, what I'm saying is I think way more people do listen to us and do care about the stuff we're talking about than we think.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure. But yeah, so Twitter, and then also check us out on YouTube at StudioDork, YouTube.com/StudioDork. Subscribe there, leave a comment, whatever you want to do. And then check us out on Google+, which you can go onto our site and you can go above the search bar. There's going to be a little G+ icon that goes to Google+. You go on there and keep the conversation going. And then you go on to iTunes. And iTunes, if you search StudioDork Podcast, if you subscribe to the show on iTunes, you actually get 24 hours ahead of everyone else. And that's pretty much it.
I was thinking of changing our Google+ logo to just plus. Just a plus sign. Or just a plus little symbol.
I don't know. That might be too minimal.
Yeah?
Possibly. We'll think about it, though. I'm definitely going to talk about that. Let's finish the show and then we'll...
No.
We can talk about it on the after show. No? All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening.
To us. And we really appreciate the love and support. We will talk. Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. We'll talk to you guys later. Stay porky.
So now everyone's fat.
Well... Yeah.
Just because you talked about diabetes.
Did I? Type 1?
Todd. We hate Todd.
We do not like Todd.
No, we don't like Todd.
Unless, what if our listeners' names are Todd?
Hate is such a strong word.
Who said hate?
You did.
You know what's a stronger word?
What?
Cameron.
It's pretty strong. Right? This is not voice. That's not strength. Yeah.
All right, guys. Peace.
The Google Plus thing. I think it's a good idea, but do you think the Plus thing will carry that much weight for Google? I think so.
I do. You think people think it's medicine? I think it's the, whatchamacallit, the, you know, when you donate to the little red. That one only looks
like... You're saying the Red Cross.
Yeah, the Red Cross, yeah. That one you only recognize if you see the red.
If it's a,
just an idea.
If it's a thin Plus sign, it might work. But I feel like the plus, if it's just a plus sign, the way that works is when you roll over, it either turns the Google Plus red, or it turns to the Google multicolored.
Well, the way we have it is, it's just like 70-80% transparent, you roll over, it becomes fully...
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm saying, like, we might have to change the rollover if you go to just
a
plus.
It's not a super, not a super important thing. Oh, but, you know, I always get followers on Dribbble.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, why does that happen? Why am I getting followers? I get a couple followers every...
Our Dribbble links to it, right?
I think it's because of my Twitter icon.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't mean that Twitter icon to be so, like...
No, yeah, of course.
I got a lot of attention for a big time. I didn't mean that, and that's really, really cool that happened. I'm very happy.
Mm-hmm.
But if you were to Dribbble right now and you put Twitter...
Yeah.
My icon comes on the first page, number 11.
Nice.
That's huge. That's huge.
I know, I mean, it was a big deal. You did push notifications and you did the little, like, envelope thing. And it kind of, like, makes sense. And...
So that's why I'm getting followed, I think.
Yeah, that could be a good reason.
But that's a big thing, right? You just go to Dribbble and put in Twitter, and I'm on the first page.
You know what you should do? Uh-huh. You should use the new Twitter logo.
Yeah, I already started doing that.
Oh, okay, alright, cool. I just want to see if you get like another 2,000 views or something.
I won't get that many. And then what I'll do is I'll rebound it from the other one.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Nice.
I started doing that already, but that's when I started noticing it really is like Batman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really, I mean, I only worked with it a little bit because I have a new project that we were getting ready to launch, and I had to go back and just change it. It was like same day I handed it to the developer, and I was just like, oh, let me change this real quick before, so, yeah, I don't know, man. I think if we're going to compete with Twitter, though, we got to change our logo and make it look like that, man. It's the way.
I really want to just leave the old Twitter logo.
Yeah.
But then it feels like out of date.
Yeah, that's the downside. Because I still see sites that use the T logo. Yeah. I'm just like,
now, the T I didn't like.
I'm trying to, like, throw it.
But this last bird I really, really liked.
I did too, yeah.
Like, I really, really liked that bird. It was done so well, and you make it super small, and you can still legitimately see that it's that bird still. That's what I loved about it so much, that it works such a small size.
I wonder who designed that one. I've always thought that, like, some of the logos I think that we really, really love. We don't know who...
So, this new logo, there's a campaign. They show why it's how it is.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just basic circles. That's how this one is done. We're talking about the new.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just basic circles, and they're showing that's why the wings turn like that, but it just didn't come out so well.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I pitch a new one. That's all I can say is design another one and then send it to Twitter.
I'm not really good at baseball, and I can't even throw the ball that fast, so I'm not going to pitch a new one.
The pitch is nothing about baseball.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah? All right, cool. I'm glad we had that awesome session. So, what are you doing today?
I am going to work on a little bit of studio door stuff and relax.
Are you going to do textures and stuff?
I'm going to do textures. I was thinking of maybe doing some... I also started on this too, like some seamless patterns.
Okay.
But I've already been thinking about that for a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. I started doing a couple of things. I just don't want to release like just whatever. I want it to be fairly good, you know, people use them too. And I want us to get a little publicity from them.
Okay. Cool. Awesome.
What about you? Cutting?
I already cut the podcast. I cut the podcast the day of inspiration today.
Mm-hmm.
I usually try to do this.
Busy boy.
I try to usually do the studio work stuff first, and I'm working on a freelance gig right now. It's just a site design for a little company, so.
Making lots of money?
Not really. This is a pretty cheap gig, but.
Is it enough to pay off for some shoes to go? Climbing mountain shoes?
Rock climbing shoes?
Yeah,
it pays off rock climbing shoes, if you really know, so that's good. They're not that expensive, so it's
cool.
Yeah, that's pretty much all I'm working on. And then watching Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, I'm gonna watch Mad Men. already showed the 7 o'clock show, and there'll be another one at 9 o'clock, and there'll be another one at 11. I mean, they repeat it that many times. They
that's
do
how it,
it
works?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was only on at 9.
They would do it at 7, and they do it at 9, and they do it at 11, and they do it on the other, because this is on AMC HD, and on the other regular AMC, it's like vice versa. It's probably at other times. They probably shows it like 6 times. Mm. That's cool. How big it is.
Oh, yeah, I know True Blood starts this week, too, which you don't really like True Blood, but...
I know a lot of people like that show, though.
Yeah, I've heard good things.
That guy was at the Pacquiao fight, one of the main True Blood people, but he wasn't wearing all the white powder. That was Michael Jackson. Like, you know, the white... Like
you gotta go higher pitch than that. I've heard you go higher pitch. You can't just be like...
Oh, it's Sunday, bro. No, yeah, so, no, you know, because the vampires, they would just have that white stuff all over their face, right?
But not in True Blood, they really don't.
Oh, they don't? Okay.
Oh, no, I feel like...
Shows how much I know.
I mean, they might be paler, but I don't think they're going to be like how you normally know Dracula.
Yeah.
I was Dracula one year for Halloween.
Were you?
I was like 5 or 6.
Were you sucking people's blood?
That makeup sucked when I was 5 or 6.
When you got home from school that day, did you put your did you have to go put your face on? Because the makeup
was yeah, I guess I did. Okay. I did. My mom put it on for me. It was good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mom, I made my sandwich! And put my face on.
And then don't step in front of the TV.
Fall back.
Exactly. Awesome. That's good. Sounds good. I think we're pretty much done.
No. There's way more.
Yeah. I was sitting in the dark during this.
There's way more. And more information needs to get it. People need to know this information.
Alright.
Tell them.
What information are you talking about?
All of it.
All of it.
So you know how I said I have an iPad 3 in my room?
Yeah.
That's my work iPad 3.
Oh, okay. I figured that's what you were going to say. You're going to be like, I know I'm serious. And then we're going to have to talk about it a bit.
We're going to have to talk about it.
Yeah, that's fine. No big deal.
I just brought it because I wanted to test out the case for it.
Hmm?
You know the case? It actually turns it off when you put it on. It's pretty cool.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Alright, guys. What else?
Totally what else.
Alright, peace. Tell him peace.
Bye.
No, peace.
Peace? Don't let that hate. Remember we hate Todd.
Oh yeah, we don't like Todd.